Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all the talk, all I gotta say is,
welcome to the good life.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Like we always do at this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Tuning in to another episode of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my co-host, Chris Enlighten. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
Peace to the universe, peace to the family, peace to the world.
You on one already.
Cool.
I mean, in the intro.
I'm just feeling good today, family.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, we will that you had a wonderful Sunday because we had a great weekend.
Oh,
I mean, just I know we say this every weekend, but it really be like that.
It be like that. Walking with that spirit be like that.
That's how we be.
Exactly. Indubitably.
So you want to tell the fam about what happened this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend, Friday was out. We was out shopping, doing a little bit of something. And Saturday was my family reunion, so I got to see family I haven't seen all year, so that was good. Me and my mom, we hung the whole day together.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I hung with your mom first in the morning, then I went to my mom, and we hung the rest of the day. That's worth. Yeah, it was the first time in a while me and my mom shut it down. She gave me that look at the picnic like, you about ready to roll? I was like, I guess that's that look I ain't seen in a minute, so. Took her home, and I came home, and then we kicked it the rest of the night. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the day we went out and had some delicious Indian.
Oh, my goodness. Tandoori chicken. That's all I'm going to say.
Tandoori chicken. If you haven't had tandoori chicken, you don't know what succulent / delectable is. It's just the perfectly made chicken on earth.
It is.
It's a mix between great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmama's baked chicken and like some good grilled chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I can sum it up.
I don't know how to sum it up. It's just good.
I've never seen fowl cook so well.
Yeah, we had a great week though. Also, the week went by really quick, but the week was pretty good. We set things up in the subcom this week.
Yeah, we did. I'm just on fire, man. It's just call to action. It's time to just take it up a step. We got a lot of people just waiting to be not led, but given guidance and advice on things,
mm-hmm.
and we have the opportunity to share.
That's right.
And that's what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of hoarding all this good stuff we done and found, we're sharing.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Sharing is caring.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and get into this show. So this week we're going to, this week.
You wait though, but go ahead.
But tonight we're going to be talking about poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, we're going to go over what is poverty consciousness and how does it block your spiritual growth and, mm-hmm. Some tips on overcoming poverty consciousness and, just how to improve your mindset on your money.
Pretty much. And I look at it like this, family. Poverty consciousness isn't directly related to the amount of money you make or have. It's more the connection you have to money and materialistic things. If you're worried about not having enough or if you think the world isn't fair and all that bad stuff, that's poverty consciousness.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't really understand what it is.
Yeah, they don't. It's ingrained in them.
A lot of people don't think that they are that way, and they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't see it because you've been brainwashed into always,
you gotta work twice as hard as the next man, cause you ain't good enough. You gotta work twice as hard. Mm-hmm. We've all been brought up with that craziness.
Save your money. Save it for a rainy day.
Yeah. All that stuff, that's poverty consciousness.
You never know when something bad gonna happen. Willing it on yourself.
Willing it on yourself. Gotta be mindful of the choice words we say to each other and think.
Mm-hmm. So, some people think that money is just the cure for happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that once they have money that that's just gonna be the end all of everything.
You know what? I remember back when I was young, I would see NBA players in the NBA league for 10 years, and then a year later they broke, or boxers making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they retired, they broke. I'm like, what's going on? They made millions. I paid for that pay-per-view. Everybody on the block did. I know they made millions. Where does money at?
Where'd he go?
Mm-hmm. That's poverty consciousness. It made me to believe that money isn't the cure to poverty consciousness.
Yeah, because it's not really how much money you have or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the mindset that you know, you create about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that you'll never have money, then you've already put it out there. You're not going to have any money.
Not going to have any money.
And, if you see yourself as always being in debt, you're going to
be
in debt.
Mm-hmm.
I like your little thing where you be like, I don't owe anyone.
Yeah, I don't owe anybody. They may have given me money and asked me to pay it back, but I don't owe. That's poverty consciousness, thinking you owe somebody. I don't owe you anything. I'll give it back to you when I get it. But that's not how I roll. I'm not telling my listeners to roll like me. I'm a god. I do what I like. But, baby, crazy.
You're crazy. I remember I was watching this show. I was watching this show, and it was showing, I think it was like the lottery winner curse or something like that. And it was like all these people who had won the lottery, and they lost the money.
Yeah, it was getting killed or buying houses for everybody that was in first grade with. Like, come on, man. It was tripping me out, the things people was doing.
Yeah. And a lot of people were just blowing their money.
Blowing the money, man. Blowing the money. Toothbrush is $50,000. Toothbrush, come on, bro. You have two teeth. That one dude did, but, you know, I don't want to be on radio, talking about people.
Man, you're so silly.
50,000. Poverty conscious.
Well, what else you got to do?
Well, another thing about poverty consciousness is just your mindset, what you say. I know a lot of people, when they don't have money, they'll say something like, I'm broke. Instead of saying you broke, say something like, I'm temporarily without funds, or I don't choose to invest in that right now.
That's a real big tip, and that was a hard one for us to learn because we did.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that a lot growing up ourselves. Our parents said it, our grandparents said it, you know, whatever, and it was embedded in us. So whenever we couldn't do something that we thought we couldn't do, we put it out there like, oh, we can't do that, we're broke.
Can't afford to do
it. We can't afford to do that this weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I had that, And it took us a long time to catch ourselves saying those things because, you know, like I said, you're brainwashed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon you find yourself saying, you know, I just choose not to invest in it right now.
Yeah.
Or it's just not the right time for me to get that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit want me to have it. Spirit to make a way for me to get it, lead me to it, whatnot. But, yeah, putting that negative undertone on it, you set yourself up to just...
Yeah.
You know,
it's just the word broke. When you say you're broke, you're giving off the energy of no hope. Like, I'm broke. Woe is me. Like, you know what I mean? But when you say you're temporarily without funds, that's the energy of hope. And it's like giving off the energy that the situation is just temporary. You know what I mean?
Right.
I look at when you're temporarily without funds, that's the right time to start your manifestation. That's the right time for you to start thinking of a way to come out of whatever it is you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did back when I was going through my thing years ago. You know what I'm saying? I use that time to lightweight manifest my reality now, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, I know that when we were going to start our show originally and we kept having, you know, setbacks and everything, and one of the things that I was like, oh, you know, the show is not going to be successful. We don't get this top of the line technology, and
we need that $900. This radio show means everything. We don't start it like we did.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
And we were purposely, you know, mainly me setting ourselves back. I own it.
I go there.
No,
right. Okay. Yeah, I go there. I use this time to fuel my desire. I remember when I was temporarily without funds, all I was thinking about was just finding a way out. I was every day, all day, thinking of how can I make things better for my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was really getting charged up, and every day I was putting forth a little effort to make it better, and eventually it got better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used my hard times to fuel my desires. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to wallow in their hard times and help me, please.
Mm-hmm.
But when you learn to help yourself, you won't be in that situation again. But if you get help, you'll be back there again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something I had to learn the hard way. You know, I used to always think my mama was going to get me out of things. You know what I mean? And she did. I had to just stop asking her because I got the type of mama. You ask her, she'll be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I had to stop asking my mama for help. That was rough for me at the time. But, you know, I don't know, just a growing up period. You know what I mean? That poverty conscience was kind of wiping away early on for me.
Yeah, and a lot of people believe what the media puts out, too. So mm-hmm. if the media tells you that if you fit into this certain bracket or category, then this is what you are. And we have a tendency to believe what the media tells us because, you know, some people treat the media as if it's that electronic god that knows it all and tells you all, and you're supposed to believe it. So, you know, another form of brainwashing.
Yeah, they just keep telling it to you till you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't watch the news no more. I stop watching the news. Every now and then I'll be doing something, and the news just happen to be on, and I hear it, and I get drawn in. I feel myself. I'm like, oh, my God, 9 killed. Baby got smacked. What? You know, and it's just like, oh, the news is on. I have to cut the news off.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing when you don't watch the news for like 4, 5 months or years and you hear the news. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. It is scary.
Yeah. Brainwashing you.
Well, another quick thing that I would just like to touch on is, find things that you want to do. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we get caught up in, oh, we got to go to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Part of, you know, our reason why we have the show on Sunday evening so that we put everybody in the right mood.
Yeah,
you know,
for that
work week. Because on Mondays, no one wants to go back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
And people you got to deal with or whatnot. So think of your job if it's not where you want to be, as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
That's not the end of who you are. If you don't make the money that you want to make or whatever, that's just this moment in time. Work towards your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Dream about what you want to do. When you make money when you do stuff that you love. Work for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I go to work, at least half my day is invested in me.
Exactly.
I'm doing things for me. I'm spreading light for my family. And I use my work to work for me. I'm like, I'm not going to give these people a hard time, 8 hours, you know what I mean? Like, come on. That's just me, though. I'm not saying do that, family. But I'm just saying that's what I do.
Or, you know, when you get home after work, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I'm too tired to do anything.
Yeah.
You're not tired. You're just not ready.
That's
you're
it.
Not inspired enough.
That's
you're
it.
Not, you know, you need to kick yourself in the butt a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have our lazy moments, but
yeah.
You got to start putting the pen to paper and getting to work.
You got to stop blaming others. You know what I mean? Just stop blaming others for things if they're not going your way.
Mm.
You have control. If you don't have control, who does?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
people make excuses. Oh, I can't, you know, I can't do this right now because I got to do this or I got to do that. I don't have any me time.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to do something, if you want to get it, you'll go out and get it.
Mm-hmm. Another sign of poverty consciousness is like regretting the past. Like, oh, this happened to me. I just can't do it because I got this on my record. Or, oh, man, my baby mama, man, she hurt me so bad, I'll never live again. I'll never love a woman again, brother. I'm like, man.
What are you thinking of?
Hey. Believe it or not, cats be talking like that, man, when they trust you, bro.
Who are these cats?
I'm not saying.
I wasn't.
After the show, baby.
I'm not.
Would they be like that, though, man?
But, you know, people get stuck in their past. They think that because they had a setback or they made mistakes or things didn't go according to plan, that's it. That doesn't define you, though, people. Your life is a book. Turn the page.
Turn
go
the
to
page.
The next chapter.
Yeah.
Keep going. The story keeps getting better when you keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just stop. There are prisoners who write books, and they get out of jail. They become famous. Authors. I mean, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be stuck in, you know, in one place in time. You have to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Who's reading the same page over and over and over? Some people think that's success, though.
Yeah.
You know, they got nice money, nice home. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you want. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you want to take it up a notch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just try something different.
And if you're being presented in the same situation over and over again, do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is presenting this lesson to you for a reason. Try something different, move forward, see if that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change your attitude, change your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about your actions, your dreams, your goals. Think about the end, the final page of your book. What's your goal? What are you aiming for?
You know, another sign of poverty consciousness is always getting angry.
That's a good one, yeah.
You know, when I was growing up in the hood, it was like everyone was always angry, like, man, ready to fight, just everything. But when I would go out to school in different neighborhoods, abuse was handled differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like, wow, does money regulate how angry you can get?
Mm-hmm. It was like a, you know, rumor, maybe possibly greatly true, that if you grew up in, you know, the hood or in the projects or something like that, that everybody had a mean mama or something.
Yeah.
They was always mad, always getting in trouble, always getting whippings.
Hey, I'm being real.
That was pretty much true.
My mama wasn't mean, but everybody else's mama wasn't no joke.
Right.
There wasn't no daddy around, though, so the mama had to be, you know, mama and daddy.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's that anger. A lot of things that you, another thing that you see, and that is generation after generation.
Living in the hood, the great grandmama in the hood, the grandma in the hood, your mama in the hood, you in the hood, your kids growing up in the hood. When is someone going to say, hey, I'm tired of this hood. It ain't getting us nowhere.
Right.
That's what my mama did. She's like, you know what? I'm done with the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me out right on time before that poverty consciousness hooked me. Like, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I almost got hooked. Mama's like, not my baby. Not my favorite poverty consciousness. And I love her for it. This is how she rolls.
You're so silly.
I'm just being real.
All right. So I want to remind the fam that, well, first off, we want to thank you for tuning in. Every week we have so much fun with you guys, and we love the love and support that we get from you. But want to remind you that if you do want to call in and give a shout-out, have a question, just want to say, what up? Hit number one if you're already on the line. That'll let us know that you want to come through. And if you're not on the line and would like to call in, you can call us at 619-924-0835.
You say that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at you just flow for the mandible like, bow. Excuse me. I was in the zone there. My bad. Sometimes we forget we're doing the show because we just, this is what we do. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know another thing that I've noticed that people with poverty consciousness does?
What they do?
They be around people with poverty consciousness. they like to go to the club and just like to go hang out and do nothing with nobody. Like, if you ain't talking about, like, increasing your spirituality or, you know, trying to make your better life for you and your family, I ain't got time for that. I can watch TV.
Thinking productively.
Yeah.
We got all this, you know, going on up here, and we talking about ratchetness.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Craziness. You know, it's a waste of, you're a waste of life.
You're a waste of flesh. And I was just joking. No one's a waste of flesh because we understand that some people come here to be losers.
Yeah. But it is sad, though, because, you know, you're here, you should be taking advantage of it. It's like if you're invited to go to...
Being a loser is it's a choice. It's nothing you're born with. No one's born a damn loser.
Right.
You choose to be a loser. So you're just making a bad choice. So I think I have the right to be like, hey, man, you made a bad choice. And to not be held against me. Because if you're a loser, you made a bad choice.
Back to my thought before you interrupted me.
My bad.
It says if you go to a candy store and someone tells you to get whatever you want and you just go, nah, I'll just browse. You know, why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
Wouldn't you?
But also, being a loser, that was a good point. A lot of people don't believe that they can do anything. They're just okay with just being where they are and doing what they are,
mm-hmm.
being who they are, and just not having any drive and just accepting that, you know, this is it for them.
All them takers, people that's always asking for something. Someone, if someone's always asking you for something, they're a taker. You may need to get away from them before you become a taker. You're going to pick up their takingest ways.
Mm-hmm.
Can I borrow some sugar? Start out with the sugar. Next thing you know, it's like, can I get a little soap? It's like, next thing you know, it's like, can you take me to the store? Just keep on going. Then they get up to the money. And, you know, I grew up around a lot of takers, and I just see it progress. I'm like, man, no. We did a show about that a couple weeks ago. What was
it?
No. If y'all missed that show, check the archives. That's my favorite note. The walk away note.
No. That was fun last week.
You know, we've talked a lot about like poverty consciousness. Let's talk about some ways to overcome poverty consciousness.
Good.
What you want to start out, babe?
No,
what
you got?
Start. Oh, okay. One of my favorites is practicing gratitude. It's like switching your views from pessimistic to positive views, to optimistic views.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Acknowledge daily what you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
You may have 3 bad things happen to you today, but you had a million other positive things happen to you today.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Think about that.
Tell yourself you're going to have a good day.
That's what I do every morning. While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at myself like, man, I got some sleep in my eye. And then I tell myself, you're going to have a good day today. Get that sleep out your eye, baby boy.
Mm-hmm. If you expect that there's going to be traffic on the way to work, mm-hmm. that, you know, work is going to be crazy, that's what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, you got to have gratitude.
Remember that bully in school that you didn't want to see? You be thinking, I hope I don't see him, and then you see him. You're like, dang.
We got to stop wishing for what we don't want.
Right. Wish for what you want.
Right. Why are you wishing for what you don't want?
Right. That makes sense. They told me that's what you brainwashed. Hope I don't get shot in my ear. It's like, huh?
I'm going to start incorporating a commercial break so I can start checking your water bottle.
Hey, something white, man. I didn't make it. My daughter brought it over to me. Blame her.
Don't blame the baby.
Hey. I don't know where we was at, man. Oh, we was talking about ways to come over poverty consciousness.
Yeah. So another thing you can do is be persistent in what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will start something and give it up in 2 to 3 days and go, oh, it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was only 2 days.
Like working out and stuff.
Yeah.
That first day you go on hard, you hurt the next day, then you never work out again for 19 months. You gotta be persistent. Mm-hmm.
You gotta, you know, nothing is gonna come easy.
No.
Unless you want it to come easy, then it'll come easy.
There you go. Poverty conscious right there.
Have it in your mind that it's something that's unattainable, then it will be unattainable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to, nothing is ever going to, you know, hardly ever come to you in a way where it just falls into your lap. You have to set yourself up at the right time. You have to get ready. You have to be in the right mindset. You know, sometimes spirit may not think that you're ready for it. And mm-hmm. so you have to show spirit that you are. You know?
I look at, like, persistence as, like, it's a way of maintaining energy. If you, as long as you say you're going to do something and you're persistent about that, whatever you're doing is going to be fueled by your persistence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want something, be persistent at it. Every day do little bitty steps until you achieve your goal. It's mm-hmm. as simple as that. Nothing big. You know, don't go out, you know, the first day. You know, do a little step. Do some research. If you can't think of anything, do more research, you know. Yeah, be persistent. But don't think you can't. I love talking to children. When I ask them, like, what do you want to do? They be like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what do you like to do? And they say, oh, I like this, I like that. And I give them ideas. I just love planting seeds in little kids' hands. And before they leave, I always look them dead in their eye and say, you know, there's nothing you can't do, bruh. You're young. You can do anything you want to do. They look at me like, okay. But hopefully some of them will get it. You know what I mean? They probably look at me like, this 40-year-old dude crazy. But I wish someone would have told me that when I was young. You know what I mean? Like, you can be anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm not saying that, you know, I wasn't getting love, man.
I was just
it wasn't like I was getting sleeping out in the street with holes in my shoes, hoboing it. Mom took care of me. Spirit told me to say that. Like, some folks like, dang. Nah, mom took care of me.
Why do you try to blame everything on Spirit?
Hey, I am not.
Spirit told me to say it.
Hey, man, go, man.
Anyway. Well, another thing that we fail to realize is that the Creator brought us here because the Creator wants us to have abundance. The Creator wants us to live as God. The universe wants us to win.
Yeah, that's the thing they need to tell you when you're a child.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that, you know, cards aren't in my plate, in my favor. Dang, I can't
get the hand you would get.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, I just gotta deal with it.
You know? You're not gonna win with all twos. You're not gonna win. You're not. Now you're playing spades. That's what I play. You're not gonna win. But the secret is the universe is waiting to help you.
It is waiting.
You ever been waiting on a bus or waiting on a friend to come get you up when you had poverty consciousness? When you had to wait on somebody?
And people may think, you know, how do you know the universe wants to help me?
Mm.
What do I do to get the universe to help me?
Ask.
There you go.
Simple as the ask. But what ask? But what if I ask? Just ask. 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 People don't kill me because I think it's beautiful that people always wonder, like, what can I do? But inside of us is a vast emptiness of creation just waiting for you to tap into it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need is inside.
Everything you need is inside.
Man, I'm just now starting to tap into it. I tap it every day. Like, I'm going to tap this inside. I tap this inside a little bit. That's why I got so much joy. That's why I have so much joy, family. You want joy? Like, it's not.
I'm going to catch your throat. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. We got to call it out of line. All right, caller from the 713-497. Peace. You on the air? What's your name? Where are you?
Peace, family. This is Adrian. How y'all doing? I just had to call in. I just had to comment. I've been looking forward to the show all day. I mean, it's like right on time with everything that's going on in my life right now. Like, I feel like y'all just giving me that push and that boost to get to the next level, man. And I'm just thankful for y'all, and I just wanted y'all to know I love y'all. If nothing else, I appreciate y'all.
Man, we love. I can't even wait. You finish. We love you too, girl. Like a shotgun. We love you too.
Yes, we do. Yes,
when we hear your voice, we get excited. We smile. I'm looking at Divine Queen's teeth right now. Adrian, she is happy. We love you, girl. You got a baby here. That's real.
Wow. I see the post about stepping up, and, you know, for me this last week in my meditations, all I've been getting was, you know, you got to remove these blocks. Like, your greatness is right there. I am ready to hand it to you. And I just been, like, so so excited about stepping up, man, and becoming that master. Like, I'm tired of being a master student. I'm ready to own this, you know, own my greatness.
That's where it starts,
just,
though.
Everything is right on time, and I'm just excited to show y'all. I'm excited for y'all to see it.
I can't wait to see it. I've been talking about it. Like, mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait to see drop whatever it is.
I've been working with that medallion, and I just feel like my shell is finally cracking, you know. It's finally, it's time for you. You're not just going to have these items and not, you know, make this a prosperous situation. So I just been in meditation, focus. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's just like go towards it. Just go. Just
mm-hmm.
I'm putting myself on a strict regimen. You know, I've been mm-hmm. doing my research on finances and everything. I don't even look at what I want to buy. I look at how are you going to manage this money. So when I say this is like right mm-hmm. on time, it's right on time. I spent months and months looking at things that I want, and it's like I don't even have the desire to look at it. Now I already know what I want. It's like, let's just get it. Let's make it happen.
Mm.
So I just, you know,
winning.
That's exactly, you know, I look forward to y'all every week. Y'all have something new and exciting to say, you know, and I just feel like y'all winning. I'm winning. We winning, man. Mm. I just can't wait to see y'all and y'all see for y'all.
Man,
show.
Man, we might just swing, just jump up and down, embrace like 5 minutes. Like, up in the mountain.
We got together.
I ain't scared, man. We gonna be in Atlanta in November, my man. What you say, sis?
I said I actually had a dream in the middle of the summer, or it actually might have been in the spring, that we got together. The Dream Team family got together before the retreat. Like, we had a little gathering, so I don't know what that means, but, you know, I'm just like, I'm ready.
That means somebody needs to set up a gathering, and we'll be there.
Right.
I accept. Send it
all out to welcome me.
Yeah. Family love family.
We love to travel.
We looking for a reason.
Me too.
We gonna be down in the A at the Masters Theosis, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
I mean, that'll take the whole show talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's too deep, because that'll take over poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You might just say that for another
right.
day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TBA.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I'm just so grateful and so humble that everything y'all doing is in alignment with what I need to work on, or is just like confirmation, you know? So I just, y'all just serve as another confirmation for me, and I'm just glad to be a part of what y'all got going on.
Oh, you know, already know, a plane can't fly without the wings, and you know what you are,
right.
The wings. Yeah. I look at it, we all a part of the puzzle. You
sound like a giant power ring.
Like a transformer.
Yeah,
power ring 2 weeks.
Whatever.
Yeah, we like an Autobot.
But I just want to call in and, you know, share my love with the family and the listeners and everybody out there, man. Peace and love. Y'all enjoy y'all Sunday and keep y'all souls glowing.
Well, peace and love, sis.
Peace and love, sis. Thank you so
peace
much.
Peace and love.
Never get tired of the family calling.
Never.
Spiritual Dream Team.
Spiritual Dream Team.
We need a theme song. We got to make a video or something.
Yeah, like dun-dun-dun.
Man, I'm not going to have that dun-dun-dun. I'm going to have dun-dun-dun. 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 Something like that. Dun-dun-dun. Something like that.
That still sounds old. Moving on. Well, where was we at?
Well, I just think the first step is to just get your emotions right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tie an emotion to your thought and whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, no matter how bleak the situation may be, tie an emotion to that thought and watch it manifest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about how you think about things. You got to be mindful of how you think about things when you're having poverty consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be mindful of how you speak, about how you talk about money,
mm-hmm.
and talk about how the things you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like, there's a, what's her name? Louise Hay.
Mm-hmm.
Louise Hay? But she has the most, like, profound, positive affirmations out there. One of my favorite ones that she puts a little, well, she does, like, different ones, but it'll pretty much say something like, money, abundance flows to me in many forms. And it'll say, like, money, wealth,
mm-hmm.
Health, family, financial, friends, or whatever. She always does, like, different ones, but she pretty much, she claims it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I believe that when you claim something, you use that Christopher Columbus claim it.
Uh-oh.
You claim something in the world, you put your stamp on it, you put your crest on it, you know, so you own it. All you got to do is sit back and wait for it to come to you. Don't think about how you're going to get it. Just visualize yourself having it.
Mm-hmm.
You want money? Visualize yourself having money.
That's it. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We get paid. I don't even count it no more. I just ball. So ball. But, you know, we like to go out and have a nice dinner when we want to have a go out and have a nice dinner. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we don't allow ourselves to, we don't restrict ourselves.
Yeah.
Anymore. We used to restrict ourselves.
Yeah.
Man, we used to tell ourselves, like, we can't do anything.
Yeah, we're going
to
say this. We're
going to say this because you never know something bad might happen.
Yeah. Something bad happened. I'm looting. I'm just joking, family, for the record.
Whatever.
I'm just joking. Spiritual people don't loot.
Yes, they do.
Maybe they do.
Like, spiritual people just good.
It's balancing everything. It's balancing everything.
I'm just playing. So what else? What else can you do?
Well, I just think that if you know that you're the creator of your circumstances, you can create a way out of your circumstances.
Ooh, that's deep. Because if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people often forget this. The creator,
mm-hmm.
Most High, whatever you want to call him, we
mm-hmm.
call him the creator because he creates, created.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're all a piece of him, then we are creators also.
Mm-hmm.
And we create as well. When you have a dream, when you have a thought, when you have a goal, you're in the process of creating your whatever it is that you want.
That's the beauty of having a baby. People always, I remember I had our child when we were 20.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to go to the clubs and just hang out,
mm-hmm.
drink, you know what I mean? And then when I had my child, when I seen her eyes for the first time, I just changed, like, bink. It was like, man, I just think that since I created her, helped create her, it made me tap into that God inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly, yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of...
It puts you in a shock, like, wow, I made this. This little person, she can't even wipe her own butt, man. I do it. Oh, my God.
Poverty consciousness out the door. She got to eat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about, because I've noticed that when I had my child early in life, my friends hadn't had children yet. They were still in their early 20s, you know.
Right.
But, you know, now that they're in their 30s, they're calming down, having kids. They look at me like, man, I see what you was talking about, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, go home, bro. I'm maybe 20 now. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
You know, another thing that I like to do is if I want, you know, we kind of touched on it, but if I want something, I don't think about, oh, we got this coming up, we got to pay this, we got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want something, I get it.
If you want it, you get it. You
yeah.
deserve it.
I mean, you know, I stay within my limits.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not just going out like, I want a Lamborghini. I'm getting it.
Yeah. You stay within your limits. Stay
within
sure.
your limits.
It don't.
But, you know, I don't think about, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait till it goes on sale.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you really want it, get it.
Yeah, get it. If you got means to get it, get it.
You want to treat yourself out to a dinner? You want to get your hair did? Whatever.
Yeah.
Do it.
You're done. That's it. Indeed, if you need it to be done.
Sometimes we need to spend money on ourselves to feel good.
Sometimes
you know?
People need that.
Yes.
Yeah. Some
okay.
people need
now,
that.
If you feel like you know, you don't want to get your hair done or anything, and you're allowing yourself to feel like you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I like to ask people, what are you working for?
Why? Are you just working to pay bills?
You can say you fit this shit. Well, what are you working for? I work to, you know, enjoy my life.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I work.
Mm-hmm. That ain't the only reason why you work.
What's the only reason I work then?
Because I tell you
to.
I'm just playing.
I like this. Some people say my cup is half full. You should never say your cup is half full. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care if I just got one drop of water in my cup. My cup is full.
It's perception.
Mm-hmm. You can drown on one drop of water. Or you can just...
I could hold it in on that one.
I look at it like, if you see your cup as like full, you're leaving room for the cup to be empty.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Like
if you see yourself, some people get the big head once they achieve things, like, yeah, I'm the best, I'm the top.
Right.
But now you're leaving space to fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like to stay right in the middle, you know what I mean? With an optimistic view, there's always room to grow. Even if you are at the top,
mm-hmm.
you still believe, you know, my cup is still half full. I still got room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of energy I like to keep with things. You know what I mean? I always like to keep a winner type look on things. Like, even if I win, next time I'm going to try to win a second quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm real competitive like that.
I think that's a good point, too. I think you should be competitive. You should set goals for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, start with something that you normally wouldn't do. Like, if you normally wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get to work and you barely make it to work,
mm-hmm.
set a goal to wake up 15 minutes earlier.
Hmm.
You may not make it. You may wake up 5 minutes earlier. But you're taking a step towards working towards that goal, and eventually you will make it. And if you do have a setback, oh, well, start over. Do it again.
Yeah.
You're God.
Right.
You're God.
You ever hear the term money can't buy happiness? What do you think about that?
Money can't buy happiness.
I don't think it can either. You know, you see a lot of people out here with a lot of money, and a lot of people who are temporarily without money
mm-hmm.
think that having money is going to make them happy, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness comes from within, and I think that that's one reason why I chose to be brought up in the environment that I was brought up, to tap into my inner joy.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're surrounded by chaos, it teaches you early how to have a sacred place within.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can just zone out at will. Still function,
mm-hmm.
but mentally you're just zoning out at will. You know what I mean? And just holding on to who your real character is.
Right.
And I just think a lot of people don't tap into that. You know what I mean?
You should not wake up without having a happy thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you should not be able to go the whole day and not be happy about something.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're breathing and able to walk or talk or, you know, feel and touch and taste and see and all that stuff, you should be happy to be experiencing this. You know,
I'm glad I was introduced to the universal laws, because there's a law of polarity that I love that's underrated when you think about poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who have poverty consciousness, in my book, they're downtrodden, they're down on their luck or whatever. But when you're down on your luck and you're aware of polarity, you know that there's some light there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because wherever there's darkness, there has to be light or there can't be any darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I just think a way to get out of the poverty consciousness is shifting your polarity to the positive aspects of things versus always letting the negative things fuel everything, your thought, your actions, your reaction. Think positive. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
another way to kill all this poverty consciousness,
mm-hmm.
just by your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take time. And you know you're getting there when you're catching yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm still working on trying to stop cursing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I catch myself. Mother's, you know, this mother's really nice. You know what I mean? I catch myself. You know,
Man, that shih tzu.
I love shih tzu dogs. I try to make it fun. You know what I mean? And I'm getting better. I think I'm getting better. Am I getting better?
You are getting better.
I'm getting better. It's taking.
It depends on what day it is.
I mean, it depends on what day or what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting better. I'm putting forth effort. That's the key, putting forth effort.
That's a major key. You mm-hmm. have to put forth effort. So some other ways to overcome poverty consciousness. So we talked about watching your language, not
mm-hmm.
speaking so negatively, speaking, seeing your outcome, visualizing it, claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
The affirmation, saying them, thinking them,
write
good. Write them down. You know, tell yourself in your phone, send yourself a message, like an alert to come up in the middle of the workday or something like that that says, you know,
mm-hmm.
hey, you're beautiful, or, you know, great things are about to happen. You know, anything, you know, to kind of keep yourself reminded that you're supposed to be enjoying this mm-hmm. moment and not struggling through
right.
it.
Right, nudge yourself in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm competing with anyone, I tell them a positive affirmation about me beating them. I say, you know, I'm going to beat you, right? And they be like, please, you ain't going to beat me. But they're thinking that I'm going to beat them. They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You think he's going to beat me, yeah.
You used to get me with that.
I used to. I would win. And then you start saying, you're not going to beat me. I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
And that's when you started winning.
And I started believing that I would.
You started
and
believing.
I wouldn't quit until I did.
But you did not know I was letting you in.
No, you're not letting me in. I was beating you. Beating you.
You know what? Another way out of poverty consciousness?
What is that?
Praying for other people's prosperity.
Ooh, good one. Good
yeah,
one.
When you
mm-hmm.
see someone that's broke, well, temporarily without funds,
mm-hmm.
just say, man, I wish to them the best. I hope that they get a better life. I hope they get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you wishing that wish is going to scrub them down, mm-hmm. clean them up, and come back to you. Whenever you put out light, it always comes back.
Another great one is increasing your dharma.
Brent, you want to break that down, babe?
Sure. So basically, your dharma is basically what you want to do. Everyone knows what karma is, and
mm-hmm.
everyone looks at karma as a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. There's good karma, there's bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're increasing your dharma, you're pretty much setting yourself up for success, fam. When you do good things with good intentions, not because you're expecting something in return, you're telling the universe that you want to have all this goodness back to you.
And it erases.
And it erases
aspects of your negative karma.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I like about it. It's
mm-hmm.
like a, man, you don't grade a kindergartner for coloring outside the lines when he's in the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, it's just a way of erasing all your bad mistakes.
Right.
Everyone grows.
Everyone makes mistakes. We're supposed to make mistakes.
The key is to not just stay in that mistake zone.
Exactly.
What happened to you when you was 12 is sad. Even if it was heinous, I'm sorry that it happened to you. But don't let that moment dictate whatever happens to you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's another thing that happens to people that hold on to poverty consciousness. They hold on to things too much.
Yeah.
Hold on
to anger.
Anger.
Let it go.
Of emotion.
Horror.
You got to let it go.
Weak, low vibratory.
Yeah, it takes work to not speak to someone like, let it go. I ain't saying nothing. But when you speak, like, how you doing? They may roll their eyes, but you feel better. Like, man, I'm glad I spoke to that fool.
Mm-hmm.
Since he rolled their eyes, I never had to speak to them again. I feel good now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good.
So a lot of people put a lot of energy into money itself.
Mm.
They treat money as if money is some sort of God. They worship it.
Mm.
They think that their lives will be better with it. You know, stop thinking of money as the root of happiness or money is going to solve everything. Think about how you're the root of happiness.
That's
how
it.
You're going to solve everything.
That's it. That's it right there.
Put that power into yourself.
Claim it.
Claim it.
Claim it.
Please. Claim it.
I think I look at money as an entity.
Money.
Money as an entity.
Mm-hmm.
When you have it, you feel better. When you don't, you feel less of a person. Like, oh,
why
does a piece of paper hold so much power over you?
Right.
That's the thing you got to get at.
And just like we put a lot of energy into money, we put a lot of energy into, you know, mundane things,
yeah,
like name brand clothes,
mm-hmm,
nice purses and shoes.
Yeah.
Why are we putting all this money that we already claim we don't have into someone else's pocket who has plenty of it?
It's that poverty consciousness. Sometimes people who don't have, if they see someone's name, let's say John Bean was a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
If you got something that has energy of John Bean, it makes you feel better. Because I used to wonder that too. Like, man, they don't have no electricity. But they got them Jordans. What's going on? They just got those Jordans.
Everybody
see that. They ain't old enough to sell dope yet. Not saying that that's the way, but I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, I remember in school, my friends and girls that I knew that, you know, 15-year-olds with babies, and their babies got Jordans on.
Right.
And
the daddy ain't on child support.
Yeah, I mean.
Don't know the daddy. See what your friends, man. Poverty
consciousness. Man, no cats you was talking about
earlier. Really. Hey, he was talking from the heart. Leave my homies out of this, man. Your girl's pretty that big thing. Poverty consciousness. You know what I hate?
What?
People, please stop listening to this new stuff called trap music.
Oh, my.
It's not new. But it's just getting so much pub now, man. I hate to see negativity exploited and perpetuated and just glorified in our communities. This is getting out of hand.
It
it's like it's just perpetuating poverty consciousness.
It is.
You know, I like to listen to love music.
Mm.
You know, I remember back in the 70s, it was all Marvin Gaye. Everybody was trying to make love. I don't know what was going on there. Everybody was trying to be hard. You know what I mean? Now everybody's trying to be a dope boy. It's like, what's going on, man? That's why I say music has more power than people think it does.
It really does. It really does. And also in music, you hear a lot of, you know, oh, I got this,
mm-hmm,
and I got these chains, and I got this car, and I got this house, and I was able to get these girls with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't actually have that.
No, they don't. But all the kids hear is, I'm better than you. That's all they hear. They want to mimic that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's...
That's one thing I love about, this might be going a little off subject, but I love about people wearing their hair natural and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against people who don't, you know,
yeah,
each his own. But it's, you know, it used to have such a bad
mystique
to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if your hair was natural, then you were rough, you were poor. You were dirty,
mm-hmm,
and now it's like, you know, cats are walking up out of the house with their hair just...
Yeah, BB's all in the kitchen. I love it. I count them like 1, 2, 3, 99 BBs. You're wrong, bro.
You have to have a real strong sense of confidence in yourself,
man,
to go outside knowing that there are people who are judging you off of how you look or how you're dressed or whatever, and to rock that with confidence.
Yeah.
That's what gets you ahead. Because, you know, people will look past what you have on or how you look. They'll see that confidence coming before anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, you know,
they're
rocking this
fro. Yeah, I love it. I love it. There's nothing more appealing to me than seeing a person so in love with themselves that they're saying, here I am, no makeup on, hair's natural,
mm-hmm,
and rocking it.
Yeah.
That they hold a certain energy about themselves,
mm-hmm,
where you just like, it's like breaking, it's like stripping that the code in the matrix. You know what I mean? But some folks think, oh, I can't even go to the grocery store without putting my eyebrows on and putting my lashes in, putting makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if that's what makes them feel good,
yeah,
do it.
I mean, there's balance to it.
But what I'm saying,
yeah,
if you're natural, whatever your state is, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just like music, you see movies and stuff that put people in a negative state of mind also and make them feel like they can't accomplish anything. You see a lot of movies with
slaves. Watch another slave movie.
I mean,
there's been like 10 slave movies that I just will not ever see.
Yeah.
How many times do I need to see that?
You know, I understand where people say it's needed, and I think that for
poverty conscious is needed. Because being a slave is not going to get me anywhere today.
No.
That mentality is not going to get me anywhere today.
No.
That's like you just watch the movie about killing up people. It's not going to get you anywhere.
No.
Why are we putting all this money into it, and then we go out and invest in it?
Right.
We're investing in our own subliminal demise.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. There's other deep movies out there. I was just watching that last X-Men. That was deep to me, man. But, you know, back on Poverty Consciousness. I've been trying to get you to watch Watchmen for a minute.
I finally watched it. It was like 5 hours.
It's not a day long. It's not a day long, but
I watched it all weekend.
You did. I'm proud of you. Anything that's real good, that's different, that expands your consciousness,
that strips
away from poverty consciousness.
It does.
It gives you a different layer on your paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
You used to just have a check to check. This is going to be it. I hope my Social Security work when I get older.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's something we heard when we were kids. Our parents and our parents' parents would tell us, like, y'all not going to have Social Security when y'all get old. I don't know what y'all going to do.
Right.
And they put that fear in you, like, what am I going to do? You're 12 worrying about what you're going
to
do when you're 90.
I need to get a job. I need to pay for this Social Security. That's crazy. Social Security. Let's think about that. Social Security.
Mm.
What's the only thing? Man, I don't even go there.
Another show. So, another thing. Let's see. I know a good one.
What's a good one?
You can mimic people that have money, who have wealth. Like, let's say Oprah Winfrey. Somebody might look at Oprah and be like, wow, you know, Oprah's great. She got all this money. Yay. I want to be like Oprah. What are some of the things that Oprah does? She gives her time. She gives to charity. She helps out other people. You know.
I think it's good to, when you're trying to break free of poverty consciousness, find some mentors and people to mentor.
Yeah.
If someone's doing something and they're successful at it, why not do it? I'm going to do it left because Oprah did it right.
And let's say you don't like all the qualities about Oprah.
Yeah.
What they got to do about her wealth?
I don't care what Oprah did.
She's obviously good at acquiring money.
Right.
So, you know.
I'm not going to go to the movie guy that rips my ticket to ask him about how to make money. If I need something rich, he's who I'm coming to.
The drive-through worker.
Yeah. The drive-through worker.
What do you think I should get?
No ice in my drink? If I don't want no ice in my drink, I'll ask him, like, how many cubes you use?
You are on one, man. You are crazy.
Hey, man, I'm just glad that I'm... The first step into knowing that you have poverty consciousness is to admit that you have it.
Yes, and a lot of people don't want to admit it. Why? Because we don't want to assume that we don't want to appear weak.
Yeah.
We don't want to, our ego gets in the way.
Admit you got poverty consciousness and try to work at it.
Work at it.
When you're done after listening to this show, I want everybody to do me a favor. Look yourself in the mirror. And tell yourself, I no longer have poverty consciousness. You know what I mean? Just do that for me. Because you got it. I mean, you know, we all do on some level.
We do.
You got to work at it. Unless we over here balling and rich, then, you know.
You know, going back to the whole Dharma thing that I forgot to mention, let's say you're on your last $20, and you have to catch the bus home, and you see someone else at the bus stop having a harder time than you. Why not just give them a couple of that dollars?
Yeah, give them a little bit.
Give them a little bit.
It'll come back to you.
It will come back
and
to you.
And that's showing the universe that even though he's down to his last physical cast, he knows that we have him.
Exactly.
When you show the universe that you know that you got, they got, that you know that they got them, mm-hmm. that's when magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's when magic happens.
My mom used to tell me when I was a little girl, she would say, always be kind to people because you never know who that person really is. They may be an angel. They may be some spiritual being. It may be nothing. It may be, you know, the creator watching you. It may be other, you know, gods or entities or anything watching you, beings watching you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put good acts out there and you're not doing it because you want something in return, you're just doing it because you sympathize or you empathize with that person in their situation.
Yeah.
We had hard times when we had our daughter. Man, we were going through. We struggled.
Yeah.
And whenever we see a young couple struggle, our hearts just tug at them because we're like, oh, man, we remember that was us.
Yeah.
Give them a couple dollars.
Yeah.
You know? They're waiting on a bus in the rain.
Yeah.
Or see a baby to ride.
Yeah.
You know?
I always tell them, like, hey, man, just keep doing what you're doing. We were once here. It's going to work out for you. I love what you're doing. I like to motivate them a little. Look them dead in the eye.
Yeah, motivate them. Even if you're not where you want to be, motivate the person underneath you.
Sometimes when people don't see the God inside of them and you recognize the God in them and make them aware of it, it makes them aware of it. Like, whoa,
yes.
They see something in me. What's in me?
And for it to come from a stranger.
How is it that this stranger see it and I don't? You know what
I
mean?
None of my family told me. None of my friends told me. But this stranger saw something in me. It'll make a person reevaluate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ingest poverty-conscious things. Like this, like the slave movie.
Yeah.
Don't watch slave movies.
Why?
Don't listen to music that's going to have you sad.
Yeah.
Don't go in the hood and start playing jacks. Don't do that. We'll do it in the burbs. I just see that thing about that. That was on my mind. Oh.
I know. I was going to say, anyway, I know the family is like, what are they on?
I just thought about something. Hanging with people with low vibrations.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You know, because... Man, let me just tell you, family. So, normally, I used to work from home. Loved it. Now I have to work in the office, and I am around so many just mean, grumpy, negative, pressing people.
Almost 10 years working at home. That's
almost 10
not
years.
Not like 3-4 months.
No. Just me. Just me alone, happy times, great vibes, you know,
mm-hmm.
working at my altar, doing my spiritual thing. But now I'm in the office, and I feel like my energy is just drained. And I'm, you know, so I have to work twice as hard to keep my light going. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, at the beginning, I felt a victim. I still been following victim a couple days. You know, it happens. But, you know, I recognize it, and I try to pull myself out of it. But a lot of times you can't help. You know, you have to be around low vibratory people, you know, because you're kind of stuck in that situation, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to kind of remind yourself that this situation isn't you.
Right. This situation isn't all.
No.
What are you there for? Oh, okay, this is where I make money. Okay, so be it.
Right.
Be in there.
Make the money. Go home.
Yeah, make the money. Go home. Don't exchange numbers. Don't Facebook them. Get that money and leave if that's what you got to do. But some people take their work history or business as personal.
They do.
Don't let that get to you. You a week ago by, 10 years ago by, you're still talking about the same crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Poverty cops?
Yeah. That's a lesson for me because
yeah.
I'm a dragon.
Yeah. You should take your work home with you. I just been on a ride home, like, oh, God, are we home yet? Oh, that's right, baby. But I'll be saying, that's right, baby. They said what? I hate them, baby. You can like it when I be like, I hate them. But I was making you feel good. That's what I knew that. That's why I'm trying to make you feel good. And it worked. Now look at you.
Thank you.
I accept. What we do.
Yeah, so you just want to, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you could just bring sage to work with you and, like, burn yourself down and smoke yourself down.
Yeah.
Burn yourself down.
Yeah, you know, I got some sage at my desk, but I can't light it.
You can't light it. Yeah.
But I do sniff it every now and then. I take a bundle just, oh, I wish I could light this.
Yeah, that's what I
do. Yeah, take a bundle, just leave it in your drawer and just sniff it every now and then. Just remind yourself. Or people go on smoke breaks, you should be able to go on a sage break. I'm not far doing that. They out there at that gazebo. I'm out there just saging in the gazebo. What's that, Prince? Is that ganja? No. It's saving you. Oh, man. My daughter always say, "You're such the daddy." I be thinking I'll be cool, but she be letting me have it, man. But I guess to a 20-year-old, I'm not hip. So, but I don't care about being him. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a dad.
But I don't know. I think the main thing that helps me get through my work day is while I'm at work. You know, instead of giving them 110% when I'm not getting 110% back, I give them 40%. And I put the rest of that into me. I think about, you know, I work twice as hard to keep my light going, stay positive, stay upbeat. I'm constantly jotting down ideas and notes and stuff, that, you know, because we're working on, you know, our personal things and our business that we're getting going. So my focus is always on me, you know. I'm sorry, but I just don't see the need in burning myself out for someone that doesn't want to keep my flame going.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I'm not going to gas myself out for nobody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen. So have dreams, have goals, think about what you want to do, what makes you happy. Invest in that to find ways of making, you know, having your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing, people think that having wealth means that you have to have money. Having wealth can be having good friends.
Mm-hmm. Wealthy in love.
Wealthy in spirit. Wealthy in relationship.
Wealthy in knowledge.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's what I like to do, wealthy in knowledge. I like to go anywhere and be able to talk with anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We have to stop thinking that we have to stop putting limitations on, you know, what we can do and what we can achieve, and
we need to change our outlook on things.
Yeah,
like we're all wealthy in something.
Right.
Find out what you're wealthy in, and if you want to make money, use what you're already wealthy in to make money.
Yeah.
Because it'll be fun and effortless.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the toughest things to do is loving yourself and know that you're already wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wealthy in making people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I'm wealthy in.
Mm-hmm.
You're wealthy in what?
Oh. Now, I think I'm real wealthy in knowledge because I like to just learn everything.
Yeah, you give great and sound advice.
Thank you.
All the time.
I
do. Mm-hmm. We're both wealthy in knowledge.
Yeah.
But we're wealthy in knowledge self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get wealthy in knowledge if you're relying on someone to tell you.
Right.
Because you're just being programmed in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between knowledge and programmed information.
People always feel like you have to go to college or something. So you have to get a degree. You have to find out what you want to do. And that's not always the case. Not everybody is meant to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will spend money to go to school and not get anything out of it.
Yeah.
It's just not for you, you know. Find something else that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good at cutting hair? Go to barber school.
Mm-hmm.
Own your own barbershop.
Yeah.
Like to make jewelry? Do that.
Do it.
Open up an online shop. Sell your jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like to make soap? Sell it.
Yeah, make soap.
You know, want to sell herbs, want to sell jewelry. I mean, whatever it is you want to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making excuses and do it.
That's it. Stop making excuses.
We had to learn that. We kept making excuses.
Yeah, we
are. It's not right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get this much saved up, then we're going to do it. Or,
next,
you know,
paycheck.
When we get a bigger space, we'll do it. Ooh, next paycheck. That's
when
it.
When we move.
When we move.
Yeah.
When Devin moves out.
Yeah. When Devin's grandchildren lose their first teeth. That's when we're going to do it. It's like, come on, man. Just shut up, man.
Right.
You ain't going to do nothing. Holy conscious. Well, you know, having poverty consciousness is nothing more than like a hurdle that you got to get over. You got to get over. You got to see yourself as worthy. You got to see yourself as the best, as the God. That's, I don't understand. Me personally, I've always seen myself as a winner. Yeah, I've always seen myself, like not always, but sometimes I fall down, but I've always knew deep inside I was going to get up. You got to have that no matter what happened.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't have that. They get knocked down and they just living through the rest of their life. I'm less than.
You got to remind yourself you're a God. Gods don't get knocked down.
Right.
Gods don't have setbacks. Find out when you find yourself in a so-called setback, evaluate what's going on in that moment. It's something that you're supposed to be addressing or getting attention to or learning from before you can move forward. It's not a setback because you're not supposed to have it. It's a setback because you're missing a step.
Forget what would Jesus do. What would God do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would the God in you do?
Yeah. What would the God in you do? There you go. Yeah, I'm going to fail that. I know they say that. What would you do? That last word.
It's so much.
I'm just saying.
Well, there's other things that the universe gives us that can help us to increase our wealth.
That is true.
So there is the way that the stars and the planets and stuff are lined up. You know, think about this, fam. All of these millionaires that are out here.
Shane go letting us know.
It's storming out here, fam. I don't know if y'all heard that at night.
I felt it. Shane go.
Think about all of these millionaires, billionaires out there. I guarantee you they have a team of astrologers. They have a team of numerologists.
Mm-hmm.
They have a team of, you know, divination people, palm readers,
tarot
readers, room readers.
Palm readers.
All that stuff.
Bone counters.
They don't just go on hunches.
Yeah.
They go on what the universe gives them.
Right.
So you have things like Jupiter. Jupiter is a good day for expansion, increasing your wealth. If you're into doing magic or anything like that, those are good days for you to do wealth building, spells, and things of that nature on that day.
You know, I got some. Oh, go ahead, my bad, baby.
Go ahead.
I got some for the family. Little, get a pen and a pad ready, family.
Uh-oh, Jewel coming.
You know, I was going to save this before another show, but I'm going to tell the family now. And this is an ancient ritual that will help remove poverty consciousness, family. So the first thing you do is go out and get you some ginger. Get you some honey, like a cup, at least a cup full of honey. And get yourself one orange. So, again, go out and get you some ginger. You want to have enough ginger where you can shred it with a cheese grater and make about a cup full of shredded ginger. You cover that with a cup of honey, and you zest a teaspoon of orange zest, and you mix it all together. And what you do is do this on the new moon. For those who don't know the moon cycle, the new moon is when there ain't a moon in the sky. If you look up, there ain't no moon, it ain't cloudy. That's the new moon. Or just use Google and use Google. Come along. If you don't know what you're doing.
It might be a cloudy night.
He said it was a new moon. You can't see. M-O-O-M, spell moon. My lot of you, my callers, they like that. But anyway, family, on the new moon, mix all your mixture together and let it sit into the full moon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about 2 weeks. And after that new moon comes out, the night of the new moon, take a half teaspoon of that mixture every day for at least 40 days. This is an ancient ritual that rich folks have been using for years that the master, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, greatly gave us. I heard him say it on one of his radio shows. I wrote it down, and I'm sharing it with you guys. I'm doing it, and my poverty consciousness is damn near gone.
And let me tell you, Sam, don't be worried about the taste or anything, because it doesn't taste bad. I mean, it's good. Who doesn't love honey?
Right. With ginger and the orange zest, the more you eat it, if you're consistent, you're going to crave it. You can't wait to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be coming home and waking up, sneaking extra teaspoons, like, ooh, I don't get too much poverty consciousness, please. No, but it's just, me personally, I'm going to do it forever.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to hit me, my bloodline.
I mean, it's healthy for you, too, so it's not like it's harming you or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, you're getting a lot of benefits out of it besides just increasing your karma.
Yeah.
There are other things that you can do. You can, herbs that you can use.
Mm.
Cinnamon is my favorite.
Oh, that's a good
cinnamon
one.
Is really good for bringing in prosperity. There are different spells that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones that I learned about was the wealth corner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love the wealth corner.
Go in on that.
So wealth corners is the far left-hand corner of any room, mainly the first room that you enter into. So if you come into your living room, you want to go into the, far left corner. In that corner, you want to get a jar and put $11.11 in it. And leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it. Just leave it there. Personally, we have one set up in every room.
Every corner.
So even in our bedroom, you come in, left-hand corner, there's a jar. Living room, there's a jar.
We can't have company no more.
We only have gods in our house.
That's true. That's true.
But, you know, since we've done that, that's something else that's helped us with maintaining our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things that I have invested in, I invested into a spiritual tool created by the Master Mitchell, the Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson, our spiritual father, on Tybro site, TYBRO.com. What I have is a Archangel Barachial Medallion, also known as the Great Fortune Medallion.
Mm-hmm.
This medallion is
everything.
Everything. I can't even put into words what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you like this. The day that I got it, I put it around my neck and it zapped me. The static zapped me. But I kept wearing it anyway.
Is that me too?
Yeah, you came home and you were rubbing my shoulders and you accidentally touched it and it zapped you. That's
mm-hmm.
how powerful this thing is.
It zapped me like twice. The first time it zapped me, I was like, I'm tripping. The second time it zapped me, I was like, what the? The third time it zapped me, I was like, hey, man, your thing was zapping me. I can't even get my grind on. I'm getting zapped. I'm not rubbing that shoulder. Take that thing off, babe.
You're so silly.
I'm just being real.
So the next day, I get a letter in the mail from student loans saying that I overpaid on my student loans that I paid off years ago, and I have a refund coming.
The next day. Student loan don't get nobody no money back.
Who overpays student loans?
Not me.
Everyone underpays. Everyone owes student loans.
Man.
Graduated or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just how powerful this medallion
mm-hmm.
is. And I had a problem with poverty consciousness because I always felt like, I was always worried. trait that's been passed down, you know, from my family line. But when I wear this medallion, and ever since I've been wearing it, I don't have that feeling anymore. You know, I feel good every time I wear it. It's just, you know.
We used to rock crystals heavy, but we just rock our medallions now.
But, you know, crystals are cool, too.
Yeah, they are cool.
If you're not ready for a medallion, can't afford it, whatever, rock with crystals.
I wear crystals every day still, just not around my neck because of my medallion, but I rock the pinky ring with the crystal in, the bracelet with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to just keep different energies around me, and you never know. I like to set myself up for success in my day.
Yeah.
I know I have busy days on Mondays and Thursdays. I wear the correct crystal accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't just be trying to look good. I do. I try to, you know. You know what I mean?
You can work with citrine. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
You can rock with different deities.
Oh, you're right. The best one, though, dealing with money, got to be jade.
The jade emperor.
Got to be the jade emperor.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Period. It's going to cost you, though.
It's going to cost you.
You can't even have poverty consciousness rocking with, dude.
That's right.
You guys rock like $200 just for something nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get no handmade deity. You want to get a nice one.
You don't want to get one and be like, I think this is the jade.
Yeah, folks,
it better be the jade.
Yeah, there ain't no jade. How much you pay for that $20? Not jade. Not jade.
But let's say you're not ready to invest in the jade emperor.
There you go.
There are other deities that you can work with.
Right.
Lakshmi.
Yeah.
Fortuna.
Yeah.
Oshun.
Ganesh.
You know,
put me on your altar. Don't put me on there. Don't put me on there, bro. Don't put me on there.
You know you want to be on people's altars.
I do. I'll accept any prayer from anyone. I love it.
Oh yeah, that's
as long as you ain't doing nothing crazy.
And you know, we pray for everyone at our altar.
Yeah,
we pray for our spiritual family, our birth family. We pray for the subcom family.
Oh,
we
man.
Pray for the magic family. I mean, everybody is just, we get it in.
We get it in. And that's another way of removing your poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Helping and praying for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man, family. Poverty consciousness is one of the curses that's holding us back from being the gods that we're destined to be.
That's one of the biggest curses. I don't think it's the biggest, but it's in the top.
Mm-hmm. But just know that you deserve the best.
I know you deserve the best.
Yeah. And just if you don't have the funds to get the best right now, see yourself with the best.
Right.
See yourself rolling down the street with those glasses on, your hair did.
Create a dream board.
That's a good one right there.
We had dream boards.
We did have dream boards.
You know, something you want, something you're working towards, put it on your dream board. When you wake up every morning, make sure you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks for having it before you even get it. Claim it.
Go out in the rich folk neighborhood and drive around their streets and see which house you want to have. That's what we used to do. We're like, oh, I want that $5 million. Ooh, that $7 million house look good, though. You see the door on that house? That's what I'm getting.
Man. I don't know. I think we dropped some great jewels tonight. What you think?
I think so, too, man. You know, I just want to share some jewels that I was given. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't even aware of poverty consciousness 5 years ago.
Wasn't even aware we were caught in it.
I wasn't even aware that I was sucking poverty consciousness teeth. I had no idea I was nestling from it.
Right.
But now I'm spinning out.
And you know, that's the thing too. We can't win as a race of people if we're putting the other half down or we're watching the other half suffer. We got to win together. That's the only way we're going to make this work.
Right. Love one another. Treat them as your equal.
That's it.
Heavy D.
I just keep saying
it's
crazy.
Be immortal. Heavy D. Bum diddly D. Diddly 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 D. Public colleges need. Let me just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm done.
bring this thing to an end. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the love and support. And we will you a wonderful work week.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a good one. Don't be too stressed. Enjoy your coffee and have a good one. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm the God.
This is Twin Flame Radio. We'll see you next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Peace and love, family.